Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are now joined for a very exciting interview by the voice of Atlanta United, our own Mike Conti. Mike, good morning. Glad to have you in the studio.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be exciting, but I'll try.
Well, it's going to be interesting, to say the least.
Even know about that, but I'll try that, too.
I think we're getting the first crack at you, right? Have you been interviewed regarding the moves
in the past
24 hours?
No, not yet. No, I mean, Jason and I, we did stoppage time yesterday on Facebook, so we gave our initial analysis there. But, it kind of is what it is right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but here we go. I mean, you got to make the change, and that's what they ended up doing.
Were you surprised that it happened the way that it happened, Mike Conti?
No, I was not. I got the sense, really, in the last week, and especially so in the last couple days, that he was on very thin ice. And that, you know, the reports about Joseph are what they are, but when Darren Eales said yesterday that Joseph Martinez in that situation did not have an effect on this decision, I think that's true. Joseph, obviously, that's a concern. You want Joseph to be able to play. But I think if you listen closely to what Darren and Carlos were saying in their press conference yesterday, you can start to understand that there were issues with the day-to-day management of the club by Heinze that were just untenable. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, you don't want to let this go too far where you can't save it and save your season. Darren had pointed out a couple times, you're only a third of the way through the season. You're still in position where you can climb a couple spots on the table and make the playoffs. You don't want to let this go too long and then run into the point where you could be out of time, you know, and it could be irreversible and too late. So I think that's why they did it yesterday. But no, honestly, I feel like the momentum towards this happening had been in motion for a little while, guys.
I think it's interesting some of the things that you just hit on, because the average United fan is going to say, well, there was rift. You know, Joseph Martinez is not playing. There's a rift there, and that might be the heart of it, but you mentioned day-to-day stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, and why is there a rift?
Right.
And, you know, you've now seen the reporting about the way that this team has been training, and how there's been a lot of training. And, you know, perhaps the rift with Joseph might have something to do with that. I don't know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, when Carlos said yesterday during the press conference that they have to look out for the well-being of the players, well, that's kind of a hint in plain sight. You know, Doug Robertson reported yesterday that there have been grievances filed with the players union about, you know, lack of days off and training schedule concerns. That's not unusual. And by the way, that, you know, Tata Martino had grievances filed against him too. So that's not unusual. But, you know, when you're hearing things like Heinze was making these guys do two-a-days during the international break, I mean, you should be having those days off, let alone having two-a-days, especially when you're tired and shorthanded and as injured as you are. So I think people need to look very, very closely at some of the things that Carlos and Darren were saying yesterday in their press conference if you're trying to kind of unravel, you know, this ball of yarn and figure out what's at the heart of this issue and why they made the decision that they made.
Mike, is there any concern that the same people are going to be picking the coach that picked the last guys?
Well, they got to get this one right, Hugh. I don't think there's any doubt about it, because they got this one wrong. If you're firing a guy 13 games into a season, you got it wrong. I've been listening to a lot of what you guys have said this morning, and they got Heinze wrong. I don't think they got Frank DeBoer wrong. I really I disagree with this thought that they've now gotten two coaching hires in a row incorrect, because I don't feel like Frank DeBoer was the wrong guy. And the reason why I say that is, look at the results that they had in 2019, where they won the U.S. Open Cup. They won the Campione's Cup. They ended the regular season top three in the East. They hosted the Eastern Conference Final. If Joseph doesn't miss a penalty in that game, they're going to the MLS Cup Final, yep, which they're going to host, and they're probably going to win, and they're probably going to be back-to-back champions. Now, they didn't, but that was the setup. So they had a really good 2019. Things spiraled out of control in 2020, but that does not mean that Frank DeBoer was the wrong hire. So this is the same group, guys, that hired Tata Martino, which was a good hire. This is the same group that hired Frank DeBoer, which I believe was a good hire. Now, a lot of people will disagree with that. The same people hired Gabriel Heinze. That was not a good hire. They've got to get the next one right, Hugh. And the other thing they have to do, Carlos said yesterday, they want to add a starting caliber player in this international transfer window. They've got to get that one right, too. No margin for error now.
Joined by Mike Conti right now inside the Kia Studios, play-by-play voice you already know of Atlanta United. Let's talk through the next couple of days, weeks, as we begin the search, right? So we now have an interim head coach, and we can talk about Valentina here in just a couple of minutes. But how is this going to go? And you don't have, I mean, maybe firsthand knowledge on what exactly they're going to do, but is this going to be quick? He mentioned, yes, Eels said quick.
Yeah,
is that
he said
this week? Next
no,
month?
No,
it's
I don't,
a while off?
No, I don't think it would take a week. I mean, I think unless something has been going on behind the scenes.
Building a list, right.
Or even that they're in advanced discussions with someone else. But I don't know that, and I don't think that's the case. So I don't think this is going to be done in a week. Darren Eel said they want to move quickly, but they also want to do their due diligence, which clearly is very important,
yeah,
because something may not have come up in due diligence on Heinze that was very important that they may have missed. So I think they're going to take their time. I think they know they have two-thirds of the season left. And I think they're very confident in the caretaker manager that they have right now. And the one thing I'll tell you about Rob Valentino, guys, is he is extremely well-liked and extremely well-respected, not only by this group of players, but also by people around MLS. He played in MLS. He coached at Orlando. He's coached with Atlanta since 2018. If there is a disconnect between the players and the coaching staff, Rob Valentino will get that corrected immediately. And I think you're going to see the impact of that immediately, as soon as Wednesday night up in Cincinnati. But I think Darren was pretty clear yesterday that they are going to try to hire a permanent head coach this season, and they're going to try to do it as quickly as they can. What that timetable is exactly, I would only be guessing.
Obviously talking to Mike Conti right now. My thought process is going forward, and Hugh and I talked about this a little bit earlier, and I want your thoughts on the caliber of head coach that they're going to go ahead and look for. And we don't, I mean, names are one thing. I won't ask that. But there is a thought process that I had to where they seem to try to go for the home run hire. That way the average United fan can be like, oh, they got this guy from Premier League, or they got this guy from overseas, and he has this track record, and he is just going to come in and be incredible. Your interest level in a lesser-known guy who doesn't have all the pedigree but can come in and be a player's coach and be somebody that the players work their way together. Well, do you think they need to have the big-name hire because it's Atlanta United
hire? I don't think it's big-name, small-name. I think it's just get the right guy
name,
who's going to be a fit for what you need from your head coach. And that's more than just on-the-pitch stuff, okay? And Darren Eels talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
He even said these were non-negotiable things. That the new coach has got to be accessible to the media. Heinze was not accessible to the media to the point where he just didn't want to deal with the media. You know, MLS, and to a lesser extent this club, they're still trying to grow their brands.
Yeah.
This club's only 5 years old. The league's only 26 years old. The coach of an MLS team has an obligation to be accessible and, to an extent, transparent with fans to help try to grow the club and grow the league. Heinze was not about that. Next coach has to be. And again, when you talk about the stakeholders in the club, the players are a big stakeholder as well. And the players' well-being is very, very important to that. So whether it's a big name or a small name, you've got to find someone who's going to be willing to do all of the things that is important for an MLS manager to do, and managing the personalities that come along with coaching an MLS team, whether it be players, people you work with in the office, fans, media, whatever. So Darren said they're going to cast their net far and wide. they're not going to leave anyone off the list for any certain right. reason. He was asked if you would consider someone with MLS experience, and you know, he seemed to indicate that they would consider anyone. So I think that's where they're going to go from this point forward with their search.
Going forward, I think we're going to run out of time here, but I don't know if this has been announced and I just missed it. What's the timeline for Joseph Martinez?
He's playing Wednesday.
For sure Wednesday.
He will be available for selection Wednesday. Look, here's the thing. I know Darren and Carlos said that they feel like they can get this thing turned around because they have a lot of players coming back. That's not untrue, guys. You know, I know a lot of people are making judgments about the quality of this roster right now. Atlanta United has good players. That's not my opinion. That's the opinion of the U.S. Soccer Federation, who has three Atlanta United players playing for the national team right now. That's the opinion of the Argentine Soccer Federation, who has Ezequiel Barco at the Olympics. That's the opinion of MLS media and coaches who vote on the MVP award, which they gave to Joseph Martinez a couple years ago. Problem is, right now, none of those players are actually playing for Atlanta United because they're on international duty or they're hurt or something else is going on. So once you get those players back, then we've got to see where this goes from here. But, you know, I don't think this is quite as far gone as some people believe. And I really do think Rob Valentino, at least in the short term, is going to get some of the broader issues between players and coaching staff resolved. And we'll see what the impact of that is on Wednesday.
That impact starts on Wednesday night, as you mentioned. 6:30 p.m. pregame. You'll be on the call. 7 p.m. for the kickoff. You'll hear it here at 92.9. Mike, I appreciate it.
Yes, and 7:30 for the pregame.
7:30 for the pregame.
Scratch that out. Get that up.
My little sheet right here, definitely wrong. 7:30.
They changed the time because it's on national TV.
That's why you're here. There you go. Mike Conti, I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!